Zohar Chog Yisrael, Parshas Kedoshim, Day 2, an excerpt from page 72. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef is going on the way. Pogabe Rabbi Chia met up with Rabbi Chia. Amalei Zetim, Harduk Muach, Avraya, this to the friends explained, it says by Eli, he was a Kohen, leader at his time, before Shmuel HaNavi. He was the one who raised Shmuel HaNavi underneath his wings. But his children went a little bit off the way, and was decreed upon them for punishment, as the verse tells us. Ulechein nishbati leveis Eli, and therefore I swore to the house of Eli, miskaper ovon beis Eli v'zevach v'mincha ad olam, if the sin of the house of Eli will be atoned with a sacrifice and with a mincha offering forever, which means it won't help. There's a verse in Shmuel Aleph, chapter 3, v'zevach v'mincha and miskaper. So Zohar tells us also what the Gemara says, that with the sacrifice and the mincha offering is not atoned, avol miskapu b'divrei Torah, is atoned for by words of Torah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that also through doing chesed, doing acts of loving kindness, the sin is atoned for. And because of this, a person from this lineage could also merit a length of days. As the Gemara tells us that after this decree, all of their children died at the age of 18. For all generations. However, Rabbah who learned Torah, the son of Agaris Rabbah, merited to live to 40. And Abai who learned Torah and also did acts of chesed, merited to live to 60. So am I wise beginning divrei Torah salkin al kol karbonin de alma, kamodik mua, because words of Torah arise of all the sacrifices of the world, as was explained, means they accomplish more, arise above, to do more, so it atones for more than the sacrifices themselves, and acts of loving kindness also, as we see. Tichsiv, it's written, Zos HaTorah, this is the law, that's the simple explanation, La'oila, for the uplifting offering, La'mincha, for the mincha offering, La'chates, for the sin offering, La'oshem, for the guilt offering, La'miluim, and for the consecration offerings. But it could also be interpreted, Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah, which means that the Torah is like all of these sacrifices together. Shokol Raisa the Kabbal Kol Kubonin Al Torah is weighed by all the sacrifices of the world. And it means in terms of this that it outweighs them. So that's what he told him. Malay said back to him, Hachi Uvale, certain is the way it is. All man is Talab Raisa said, anyone who strives in the Torah, Alpha Gav discusser Le Onchim Leila, even though it's better for him. All sacrifices and uplifting offerings, and that punishment is ripped. Means the decree for the punishment is destroyed, it's ripped up and nulled, and the person is saved. And come and see in Revelation. A person is never purified except by words of Torah. Because of this, words of Torah do not receive impurity. Because it stands to purify those that are impure. In other words, the Torah itself, its whole job is to purify people, so certainly it itself cannot become impure. So that's why, even though we don't have a Pora Duma, the red cow, so it's impossible for us to be completely pure, despite that, we're able to learn Torah, because the words of Torah do not receive impurity. They're immune. They're coming from a place that's above impurity. We know that the Torah is drawn from Chachma, and Chachma is above Tumah V'Tara, purity and impurity, which starts from Bina. Therefore, words of Torah which come from Chachma are above, they're out of the arena, completely out of the box, and on the contrary, they purify us. The person's whole spiritual purification from bad qualities and desires comes through learning Torah. And healing is found by the Torah, it's even written, Rifos Hilas Rorecha is healing for your flesh, Yashikul Eretz Masecha, and warding for your bones. A verse in Mishlei 3. And purity is found in the Torah. It's even written, "Yiras Hashem Tahurim and Hashem standing forever." Verse in Tehillim 19. My Menaslad wisdom stands forever. The Kaima Tadir Bahao Dechusa, that it always stands in that purity, which means nothing can make defame it, bring it down. The Torah is unchanging. It's like the sun shines all the time, and on the contrary, it lifts us up. Lo asadi minei l'alman, never appears from it forever, which means this power of purity. Amalei said to him, Yiras Hashem k'siv lo Torah. It's written, fear of Hashem and not Torah. So what are you bringing me a proof about the Torah? he can't bring it down. But doesn't say to her. Amale, he said to him. Means he said back, Hachi Uvad, I certain is the way it is. Dora Raisa Misitra de Gvura Kaasya. Because Torah comes from the aspect of Gvura. Hashem also is from the left side. The side of Gvura comes from the person nullifies himself to something greater than himself, as the morale says. He recognizes that Hashem is greater and everything comes from Hashem, and he comes from Hashem. That is fear of Hashem. And the Torah was given, it says, Raisim Sitra de Gvura Nafka, came out of this left side, which means came. Hashem constricted his infinite light in the Torah, and then he did another constriction to bring it down and clothe it with everything in the world. So the Torah, even though it originates from Chachma, but it comes out from, and Chachma is on the right side, but it comes out from the left side of Gvura, means it has in it this power of constriction. And the whole point is, despite the fact that from the power of constriction, from that side comes death and putting things to an end and all types of impurity, the ultimate form of impurity is death. And that means like an end, because we're supposed to be immortal, and eternity and immortality, that's the concept of complete purity. What to come will be completely pure. But despite this is goes down and clothes itself and is able to reach to the low side, the places of impurity, and raise them up. Because it comes from a place of absolute eternity, of infinity, so therefore it is so infinite that it is not even limited by the finite and by the greatest powers of limitation. That we know that the red cow was able to purify from the purity of death. And in the parsha, in the chapter that it speaks about the red cow, it says, Zos haTorah Odom Ki Mimos Bodel. This is the Torah. This is the law of someone who dies in a tent. What you have to do to become pure, you take the ashes of the red cow with living water and hyssop, sprinkle on the person the third and seventh day. Fine. But the Gemara explains, this is the Torah when a person will die in the tent. This is the Torah. This is the actual Torah. A person who kills himself over the Torah. Merit to eternity. So we see in the parsha of the red cow that speaks purity. See, if you have Hashem, he said, "Amalei, Meosam Nafka comes out from there. Meochan Nafka comes out from here." You see, Reish Yischok Meios Hashem. Beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. See, it was written, Yos Hashem Tahara. The fear of Hashem is pure. Your Isaac Kadosh is going. The Torah is called holy. So the Torah originates from Chachma, which is completely pure. There's no judgment in it. It's from the right side. It also expresses out of being on the left side. External part of being and all the impurities and judgments and ends, and is able to raise them up. Which means I Hashem am infinite. Because I'm infinite, I'm able to raise up even the finite and purify to eternity. And death itself is just a step to eternal life. So that's why we call a living. This man, one who strives in it, is dachi, is purified. Labasa is kaddish, and afterwards sanctified. It seems written, Doshim tiyu, you shall be holy. Doshim hayolok, see, it doesn't say, be holy, tiyu, you shall be. Tiyu vare sut. Through this that you have the Torah, and you learn the Torah to be pure and purified. Amalei said, Hachihu, said, this is the way it is. Then we croak, see if it's a verse, it's written, Ratem tiyu li, ma'amachas kohanim, ma'gok, a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation, a verse in Shmos 19. Greatness.